You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Ask Shelley. Ask Shelley. This is the part of the show where you email questions to Shelley that you would never ask her to her face. All right, so let's ask Shelley.
Yes, it's time once again for Ask Shelley. You send your questions to Shelley at FM99.com, and on Mondays, she reports back with her findings.
Her findings, I say.
It's a little research project every weekend. And we all learn something.
Sorry, I'm hanging up on people by accident.
Oh.
Anyway, I got a lot going on here. There's a lot of multitasking that occurs on these, on this radio show. No question about it. You would think the train wreck, the chaos that it is sometimes. But somebody like you comes in, organizes everything, every question in its place, every question answered. That's what this segment's about. So we go now to letters. We get letters. So in Ask Shelley this morning. Letter number one. I like what you wrote here. With no flight delays, here's Ask Shelley.
Yes.
Because it was going to me and my flight delays. Yeah. Almost happened. Dear Shelley, what makes a person... Oh, excuse me. Let me start up here. Sarah writes. Dear Shelley, what purpose does toe hair serve? Like your toe knuckles.
Yeah.
Right?
She posted this on Facebook, by the way. And the best answer I could find on this was some dude on that Quora website answered it. It's kind of like Yahoo Answers in a way. He cited all the sources, though, with like links. He included graphs and illustrations. So I felt really confident in his answer. He started by saying hair at its simplest is finer fur. Mammals like us include body fur as the default option.
Yeah.
And for that, a lot of us, that means hair. And it's everywhere. But on the external barrier or on our skin. He goes on to say that the location matters when looking at the feet and the hands too. It has to have a utility to persist, or as a genetic thing, it'll drift away and get selected out.
Sure.
So he's going with evolution here.
Right.
He says, all right, so you got no hair underneath where you get the grip, but on top, it's just left to fend for itself. If not selected for or against, the hair will just persist until enough random mutation happens and it fades away. It may be a mutation we happily picked up from our last common ancestor with like rats and mice.
Okay.
But what tufts we do or don't grow on top of our toes or even on which toe is neither here nor there.
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter to evolution. As long as the organism persists and reproduces, it could fade away.
Okay.
Especially since we're wearing shoes now, it could, it poses a friction issue, it could fade away. Or perhaps pre-shoe, it used to be selected for, maybe sexually, when choosing your mate. Is that still the case? I don't know, he says. Maybe ask a foot fetishist.
Okay.
So no real reason for the toe hair.
So let's say at one time it was you literally had hair all over you just to help keep you warm.
Yeah.
And that no longer was needed.
It's like the leftovers of
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was no longer needed. And it's kind of an imperfect thing. Who doesn't have a hair someplace that you would never expect to see one? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I've got one hair like in the top of my thigh that it's got to be, you know, an inch and a half long. It makes no sense, right? And yet, as you've said before in this segment, hair is pre-programmed to grow
right.
a certain length, which is why your facial hair will stop at some point, won't grow as fast or as long, or some of your body hair, like your armpit hair, doesn't grow like a beard.
Right, like your eyebrow hair isn't going.
You know, so I'm avoiding
length,
the pubes, but that's
yes.
where we're all thinking.
Yeah.
That's what we're all thinking. Why doesn't that become sort of moonshiner's beard? You know what I mean? Some Rip Van Winkle looking thing. Well, it's pre-programmed to only get so long. Right?
They say.
But it's a cool trick of nature. That when you reach an age where the hair falls off of your head, the hair in your nose and ears begins to grow at a rapid pace, making no sense. It's like, damn it.
It's God laughing at us.
He
that's
is.
What's happening.
He mocks.
He's mocking.
He mocks. All right, that's there. There, there's that.
Yes.
Thanks, Sarah. You and your questions. Mike writes and says, hey, Shelley, what makes a person ticklish?
Another post from Facebook here.
Yeah.
Tickling has such a history that Aristotle even wrote about it back in 350 BC.
Wow.
writing, "The fact that human beings only are susceptible to tickling is due to the fineness of their skin and their being the only creatures that laugh." Now, he didn't have it quite right. Scientists now say there are a lot of reasons that they think we're ticklish. Like, it's rewarding, it causes laughter, people like laughing, it's a form of social bonding, it's one of the early forms of communication between parents and kids.
Yeah.
I like this one the best, though. They say tickling is a way to protect, being ticklish is a way to protect valuable spots from attack. Like, your stomach is ticklish,
right,
so you're more aware that you need to protect it if you're facing some sort of threat.
Oh, that's interesting. So the moment something touches it, I mean, you do react like that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You draw your hands in and...
Yeah.
Interesting.
Now, the Vox article on this ends with, how do researchers test tickles?
Testicles, yes.
Yeah. And they go into a whole history of test tickling back in 1872, even starting with Darwin. So,
wow.
Yeah. You can find it. Vox.com has the entire article.
Aren't dogs ticklish? Because
oh,
they react unusually.
Yeah. When you rub that fur between their feet.
Yeah. Or like the, you know, the top of your dog's leg or whatever it is. And all of a sudden it's straight out. And he's all...
We had a fun fact
tail
last
wagon
week.
And everything.
Rats are ticklish, scientifically proven.
Okay.
Interesting.
So there we are.
Love
so
it.
Not just people.
Yeah.
Finally this. Dear Shelley, let's just say a friend swallowed a Lego. Accidentally, of course. And I was wondering how long it would take said friend to pass the Lego out the other end. Yes, I am asking you how long it takes to poop out a Lego. For science reasons only, thanks, Craig.
Now,
I hope not, Craig, but it is just plastic.
Craig sent this to me a while back, but
I
did finally find an answer. First off, talk to your doctor. Second off, there was a study on this back in 2018, actually. It was published in the Journal of Pediatrics and Child Health. They took 6 adults, and they found out how long it would take them to poop out Legos. Now, they went with the heads off of Lego figures, you know, the little Lego men.
Well, who are smooth.
Yeah, and tend to be hollow sometimes, too.
Oh, interesting.
So,
all right.
But either way, it's still a chunk of plastic, and it's still the same Lego plastic.
Right,
so this
is
the best. This is the best research on this I could find. They found that the average time it took to digest and excrete the head is 1.71 days.
Okay.
The shortest amount of time it took to poop the Lego head was 1.14 days. The longest was 3.04 days.
Ooh, if you're only that's not good for you.
Yeah. Now the amount of time it took for the subjects to locate the heads in their own poop was referred to by the researchers as the found and retrieved time, or fart for short. And the qualitative aspects of the Lego-laced logs, as they wrote, was determined by the stool hardness and transit score, or the chat score.
Ah, of course.
These 6 adults were all pediatric hospital workers who have seen this kind of thing in their patients before, which is why they probably volunteered for it.
They really do need the information.
Yeah, now unfortunately they did not include full bricks, but at least we have some idea. 1.71 days.
Well, I hope it wasn't a full 8-pegged brick. maybe like one of those twos, you know? Just two pebbles on it, or just one pebble?
The flatter ones or something.
Because the corners on those dudes are sharp.
Yeah, you're right.
Yikes. All right, there you go. Don't eat Lego. Besides that, how can you afford that? What an expensive snack that would be.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, my God. Hey, there you go. If you have a question, Shelley would love to answer it for you. It's Ask Shelley. Send your questions to Shelley at FM99.com. Excuse me. It happens on every Monday at right around this time.